Does a bye week give you guys a chance to kind of regroup, maybe come back with that optimism for the second half?
Yeah, definitely. The best thing about the bye week, obviously, you know, is we're going into this bye week a little different than it's been past years, being that, you know, our winning percentage isn't how we wanted it to be. But you get the opportunity to step back away from the game, you know, enjoy your family, get away from ball, and really refocus for the second half, which is going to be a grind for us.
You know, last year you kind of went into the bye with that same feeling because of the Texans game, mm-hmm. which came out with 4 wins. How much can you kind of pull from that?
We know what we have to do. I mean, there's no secret. I mean, obviously we haven't been playing the way we wanted to, and, you know, what we need to fix is obvious. So it's not like there's a rough project, and I think that it's really on us as players to go out there and get it done, because at the end of the day, if they call a play, offense and defense, if it works, because we execute, everyone's genius, everyone looks good. But if we're out there and we're not playing the way we're supposed to, then, you know, it looks pretty bad, and it's nobody's fault, you know, but us as players, we got to go out there and get it done.
Tori, how much of the struggle can be attributed to some of the new guys that have been brought in,
I mean, everyone's been playing football for a while. So you come in, once you know what you're doing, you can go out there and play ball. So I don't think it's necessarily a chemistry thing. We just got to go out there and, you know, just play ball and get it done. It's just execution. It's that simple.
Do you feel like you're close to connecting more in the deep passing game?
I think we've had some chances. Obviously, we missed on a few, but that's the percentage of connecting on them is pretty tough. And that's generally something that, you know, we do have a few big plays a game for the most part in the past, and we definitely got to get that back going again.
You talked about you guys know what's wrong. What would you say are the main things that have to be corrected?
I mean, I think it's just execution and consistency. I mean, you watch film, there's times where we're looking dominant, up front, and then there's other times where we're missing assignments, receivers, we're not running the route the way it's supposed to look, and quarterback we're missing a throw, running back we're missing a hole. I mean, it's all of us. There's no one person that we can point the blame to. You know, a lot of people are hard on our offensive line. It's not all their fault. You know, it's all of us as a group, and, you know, that's what we're really focusing on. The coaches are working their tails off to get it right, but like I said, at the end of the day, you know, it's on us as players to go out there and get it done.
So, do you feel a sense of urgency?
Sid said state of emergency. I think he watches too many movies. That's why he used that. But at the end of the day, I mean, we know what's on the line. It's a when you lose games early, you know, you kind of lose your leverage. You know, your leverage, your ability to make certain mistakes. You know, obviously you don't plan on losing, but it's better to have more wins than losses. And at the end of the season, we're going to have to count them up. And our room for error, you know, is like this now. And we got to go out there and get it done.
Harbaugh talked a bit about the progress Pitta continues to make. How exciting is that for you guys, you know, as you continue to try to get better, knowing it's looking more like he will have a good chance to be back?
Yeah, man, he's working his tail off rehab-wise. It's always pretty cool to see him out in there and, you know, really see his progression. And, you know, hopefully he can get back. I don't know an exact date, and if I did, I wouldn't give you any hints anyways. But, I mean, he's definitely looking a lot better. And I think just the fact that you can even see him walking, you know, considering what he's done, you know, it was awesome.